What is up, guys? Welcome back to another quick video here on the Fantasy Fellowship channel. My name is Kyle. In this video, it's May 17th. It's about 5 o'clock here Central Time. We're going to hang out and go over my 2024 best ball cheat sheet. If you guys are playing on Underdog, Drafters, or DraftKings, this could be of great use to you. So we're going to be looking specifically at week 17, but this cheat sheet also incorporates weeks 15 and 16, which are the other playoff weeks in best ball championship tournaments. So we're going to go ahead and present the screen share here. Hope you guys are all doing well. It's absolutely beautiful on this Friday night. So hope you guys all have a lovely weekend. But let me get the screen share up here and then we can dive right in. There is a free, I put the link in the description if you guys want to check it out there. It's a free download for you guys. The link will bring you to this page. And essentially, I just called the Best Ball Cheat Sheet. You got your week 17 schedule here. There's primetime games on Christmas Day, Wednesday, December 25th. You got KC at Pittsburgh, Baltimore at Houston. I like both those games for stacking purposes. You have Seattle at Chicago on Thursday night football, Christmas day after Christmas. Sunday game, you got the Sunday night football game, Miami at Cleveland. And then the Monday night game is Detroit at San Francisco. That's a big stack game. And then your Sunday, you know, your early games and your afternoon games here, you have New York Jets at Buffalo, the Titans at Jacksonville, Green Bay at Minnesota in a dome, Las Vegas at New Orleans in a dome, Derek Carr revenge game, Carolina at Tampa Bay, Dallas at Philly. And then these games are to be determined. They're going to be played on Sunday, but they could be moved around based on what time they want to play these games at. And then I did include the buys here. So that week 17 schedule is there for you. And then this is what the best ball cheat sheet looks like. You can go right here and hit download on that, and it'll open it up for you guys. But it's a clean looking sheet. It's got everything you need on here. I use DraftKings win totals as one of my stats, Warren Sharp's strength of schedule for 2024, and then defensive ratings from PFF. So I'm going to open up my Google Sheet that I used to create this, and we'll kind of show you guys what we're working with here. So week 17, yes, you need to have the most points in week 17, but you also need to be able to get there. So weeks 15 and 16, I would like to correlate that. So what I do is I look at week 17 and then I kind of work backwards. But before I get too far ahead, let's kind of I just want to explain what's going on here, because this, what I've just highlighted here is one piece of the information. And you can see at the bottom here, I label CWT as combined win total from DraftKings Sportsbook. So these numbers here, Kansas City at Pittsburgh, there's a combined 20 projected wins, and you can find all that information on the far right column. So I'm using the projected win totals, coming up with a score for the game, and green means it's a good game. Red here, Carolina at Tampa Bay, not so much a great game. So in theory, these games should be high scoring, you know, at Pittsburgh, weather and good defense, that could be a factor. But I still like these games for stacking. So the top rated games for week 17 based on win total, you got Detroit at San Francisco, Dallas at Philly, the Jets at the Bills, Baltimore at Houston, and KC at Pittsburgh. So I like those games. Those are games that I want to stack. But I looked at a few other things when I came about this. So if you come on down to here, these are the stack correlations that I like the most. So, Detroit, San Francisco, that has the highest, you know, combined win total. That's going to be a good game. Week 17, Monday Night Football, that's what the best ball championship is going to come down to. So I start with that, Detroit at San Francisco, and I recognize that that's the stack I want to identify. But I'm also looking at who they play weeks 15 and 16. And when I do that, you know, when you're stacking Detroit and San Francisco players, you also want to maybe consider stacking guys that are on the Rams, Buffalo, Miami, and Chicago, because they play them in week 15. So San Francisco, they're going to get the Rams on a Thursday night football game. And then the Lions are going to get Buffalo here. These are both green games. Those are both good games. So, you know, when you're stacking Lions and 49ers, you can get some week 15 correlation here when you draft Rams and you draft Bills onto those teams. Week 16, we're going to see here that the Lions are playing, where are they? Chicago. So you can, you know, you can add some Chicago Bears to that lineup, or you can possibly add, where is it? It's Miami at San Francisco. So that's kind of the theory here. So all these are my top 12 stacks. So I start from week 17 and I work backwards. So Kansas City at Pittsburgh, you know, they're going to get Cleveland, Philly, Baltimore, Houston. So, you know, when you're up to pick and you're like, oh man, there's no Kansas City player for me to draft in the ninth round. Well, I'll take Dallas Goedert because he's going to play the Chiefs or the Steelers in one of those games. So it really helps to make your Kansas City Pittsburgh stack. It helps make it unique if you're adding Baltimore players, Houston players, Philly players, Cleveland players. So use these correlations as like a tiebreaker. Like if you can't get a Chief or a Steeler at that specific pick, well, you can identify these four teams as teams to click and make sure that they're a part of your team, because they're going to help you get to week 17 to enjoy this Kansas City Pittsburgh stack. So I've kind of went through and I've labeled, you know, Baltimore, Houston. I've give you guys the four teams that they're going to play in weeks 15 and 16. Now I did identify two stacks that are extra juicy. So Green Bay at Minnesota week 17, but in weeks 15 and 16, they're going to get Seattle, Chicago, New Orleans, and Seattle again. So Green Bay plays Seattle on Sunday Night Football, week 15, and Minnesota plays them week 16. So when you're going for that Green Bay-Minnesota stack, add some Seahawks to it. If you can get any of the receivers or any of the running backs, maybe even Geno Smith as your QB2 behind Love, I think that looks really attractive. It's kind of a three-way stack, and yeah, you're going to need Seattle to get you to that game for Green Bay at Minnesota. So that's one of my favorite stacks right now. I should probably actually move it up in the ranking system just because these are the only two teams that I found, or these are the only two stacks that I found where it's 2X on the note here. So Seattle is another one. And again, they play Minnesota, but Seattle at Chicago week 17, they're going to get Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit, and Minnesota. So, you know, looking at Seattle, like you could just keep adding NFC North teams to that Seattle stack because that's all they're going to get for weeks 15, 16, and 17. So I'm a big fan of that strategy. You can go Seattle, Chicago, and Minnesota. And here's the note on that. So, you know, use the Best Ball cheat sheet. There's a lot of fun tools in it. You can also, up here, I did locate the strength of schedule. Right now, it's filtered by the CWT score, combined win total, because in theory, these are the best teams going into the season. You can see the strength of schedule here. So Kansas City's got a bright green 3. I love what the Eagles can do this year. I like the Jets. The team with the number one strength of schedule this year is the Atlanta Falcons. The worst team is Pittsburgh. They have a really tough schedule this year, but they have an interesting schedule. You can be drafting guys like George Pickens and Jaylen Warren. They do rank here, again, as my second best stacked team. So when you're drafting Chiefs and Steelers, you know, continue to add those guys here that I list on the four teams there. And then over here, you can see the defensive rating here. Teams with good defenses are going to be bright green. Teams with poor defenses are going to be red. These are from this is numbers from PFF's data last year. So I know it's not exactly sticky year to year, but it does help you, you know, gauge a good defense from a bad one. And then I just list the favorite for the bet on the win total. So Kansas or San Francisco, people are taking the under on 11.5 wins. And then you have all of your bye weeks over here. So there it is. That is the 2024 Best Ball cheat sheet. You guys can go download it now. I'm going to have to update that spelling error that I see there. And I think there's going to be another, this is version one. I think now that I'm drafting and using this, I always have it up with me when I draft because I want to make sure I'm doing these things here, especially on Underdog and DraftKings where it is tournament playoff format. But there will be a version two at some point, maybe in June after I've drafted this and I continue to add information. You can see I kind of left stuff blank over here, but I will be adding to it. But for now, enjoy it. Happy best ball drafting. Enjoy the weekend and go download it, guys. Thank you for hanging out with me in this video. Enjoy, and we'll see you next time. Peace.